I'm Monica Dimitriu from Romania. I came here in October 2011 because I wanted to have a new experience and to grow more. And I came here on an executive position as an expert in communication in the Commission, working for DG Education and Culture. After 2 years, my mandate expired, but I still decided to stay a little bit longer because I like the environment. I love Brussels. I love this international environment. I also love Brussels because there is every day, every moment, something to do. I mean, it's really exciting. And if I want to go dancing, I will go dancing. If I want to go listen to a good music, I will go there. There are so many things happening here in Brussels. I know that Romanians, they are, I think, the third greater expat community in Brussels. And I think in the 90s we were like 2,000 and now we are like 65,000. We have restaurants, we have shops where we can buy our traditional food, and we also have good organizations. For instance, I'm volunteering for two organizations. One is Artis, which is in fact the Maison Culturelle Belgo-Roumaine. It's the cultural house of Belgium Romanian. The good thing is that they are speaking Romanian, but they also can speak French and Flemish. They are really impressive. They are working with the commune in Belgium, in Brussels, but also with the Romanian authorities, like the Cultural Institute and the Romanian Embassy here. Every week they have something new. They have a project for Romanians. They have courses for them to integrate also here in the culture. We have another organization which is called Europa Nova. They are organizing a Romanian festival, and also in cooperation with some other countries like Moldavia, Bulgaria, Croatia, and they are organizing a festival for five days, and it's all over Brussels, and it's about culture and education and literature. They are inviting different personalities, VIPs from these countries. They also have a Romanian school, it is called. It's a project where they have Wednesdays and Saturdays, they have courses for kids, Romanian kids who were born here. So they don't know really too much Romanian, except what they have in their families. And then for them to get familiarized with the language, the sound, the culture, the education. When it's 1st of December, which is our national day, not only these organizations that I mentioned before, but also the Romanian representation and the Romanian embassy, they all get together or separately. These organizations are putting all their efforts to have something to bring together the Romanian community and to make them not to forget the roots and from where they came.